Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I was really happy when Shane wanted to do it because I know they've got a lot of good players. The wide receivers, I mean, their offensive line is really good. They got a great back. When you can play against really top-notch players like that that are not your own guys, it's valuable. It's like a preseason game in that sense for the ones. I think good. I mean, Andrew's had a really good camp kind of all the way through. Really impressed with the way he's played. He's a pro. He's very physical, very strong guy. Ben had a slow start to camp, but once we put the pads on it, he accelerated and has done well. So, yeah, I think they're both playing really well. We're not finished. I mean, you know, you get evaluated through the whole season when you're younger. You know, you got to keep it going anyway, but I like the way those guys are playing. Well, the same message as before is like, we want to play it like it's a game. And we did 99% of the time, but we didn't on that play. It's like Shane and I were talking afterwards. It's always special teams. And usually it's the Gunners. It should be a learning experience opportunity for our team too. Yeah, it's one of those camp deals. Just hold them out of this one. Try not to make anything more of a problem than it needs to be.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday. We'll work back to front. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artiste or band. Kyle Hamilton, not at practice yesterday. Joint against the Colts. He left on Monday. I mean, I was there. You were there.
Yeah.
I don't remember him leaving.
I don't either.
I don't know what happened to him, which caused the absence, but apparently it was a groin-ish issue. We just heard the head coach say, you know, general camp stuff. So, leaves in a pretty low-key practice on Monday and misses a high-level practice on Tuesday. No way trying to overblow this into something it's not, but just wondering where the hell was he?
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked when people said he got hurt the day before, you know, tweaked his groin. Like, you know, I mean, like you said, Bob, we were there. There wasn't really much full speed stuff going on. So, yeah, I don't know when it happened. I just know he wasn't there yesterday. And it would have been good work for him, you know, with Tyler Warren, who's a good tight end for them. So, yeah, that was kind of disappointing. Kane got a lot of reps in his place, Bob, and I thought struggled some, took some bad angles, missed a tackle, you know, because he came too quick. He didn't break down, you know, so it was kind of a learning experience for Kane, and that's next man up kind of thing. It'll be good film for him. And Bob, I mean, at the end of practice, I thought, I was talking to one of the PR people for the Ravens, and I thought Harbaugh's probably be a little disappointed because watching the whole thing, because the way it started out, they started out with one-on-ones, and I was watching the offense, wide receivers versus their DBs, and the Ravens kicked the crap out. I mean, the Ravens receivers, I mean, they couldn't cover them. They were separating from them, doing all kinds of stuff, which was pretty impressive, but it got inconsistent as we went along, and then the finality with the two-minute drill with two interceptions at the end. It was, like, kind of disappointing, I think.
So a middling offense with highs and lows.
Yes, no doubt. Like, the first red zone, Bob, 3-for-3. First group went down, bam. You know, and just thought Lamar was kind of off a little bit. The O-line was kind of watching them in the one-on-one drills. Ronnie was all right. Otherwise, none of them were great, especially the two guards with Cleveland and Falele. You know, I was like, eh. You know, and then there was a lot of seepage in their pass protection and stuff yesterday.
Also heard from John Harbaugh talking about the fight.
Yeah.
And how it kind of escalated. And he said, Vinny, you were there. you know, the Gunners getting into things. And then you have, which is frowned upon in all sports, basketball, because you get fined for doing this, you know, joining the melee and then throwing some unnecessary haymakers. And all right, we get it. You got your teams back, et cetera, et cetera. It's August 5th. No, it's not like it's going to turn into Ron Burgundy when they had the big brawl with the media people with pitchforks and such, where that escalated quickly. So what the hell was Wiggins thinking, which led to him getting cundiped off the field?
Because, Bob, it's punt return drill, basically, you know, and the guys catching it, and the Gunners are coming down, so they're blocking their guys and stuff, you know, and one kind of gets thrown off or whatever, so the Ravens dude comes back, and they're kind of pushing, and then all of a sudden, here comes a Ravens dude off the sideline just throwing haymakers, and it was Wiggins. I mean, you know, it was totally idiotic.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah, you can do that in a game. You know, I mean, you're the starting corner, and you're getting tossed out of the game. I mean, it was stupid.
I mean, and what are you trying to prove? Like you're a badass or whatever.
You're going
to
break your hand.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously John Harbaugh not real happy with that turn of events. And I don't think getting chippy and maybe a tussle or two where it's just wrestling around is not frowned upon. But once you start throwing haymakers and players are now becomes kind of a benches clearing thing.
Oh, like, yeah. On, there was 180 guys. Well, the injured guys weren't there. So say there was 160 guys in the melee. Right. Just standing around doing not, you know.
So after the fact, you know, give us an idea maybe of what John Harbaugh or anybody, Chuck Pagano, Zach Orr, they say to Nate Wiggins after, I'm guessing, what the bleep are you thinking here?
Yeah. And you know, and Harb's mentioned it, you know, in the press conference. It's a learning experience, you know, and especially, you know, it's a good learning experience because they'll be able to talk to team and show him walking, you know, like the walk of shame kind of thing up to the locker room. That, listen, you do this in a game, you know, it's gonna cost, number one, it's gonna cost the team, and then number two, you're gonna get fined, you know, afterwards anyhow. So it is stupid to do that. And, you know, I think it's better that it happens now than in a regular season game. So now, you know, there's no excuse to be doing anything like that because you've learned from it.
And I'm guessing a Marlon Humphrey would even pull him aside. And, come on, man.
I would think
joint practice.
Roquan, Marlon, sure. Chuck Pagano. I think all of them will, you know, talk to him. And he probably, when he got in the locker room after, he probably, what the hell was I thinking?
Also heard here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan Woman Crush Wednesday, Bob, Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. What's happening, everybody? Voorhees versus Cleveland. Cleveland versus Voorhees. Voorhees the starter. And you heard John Harbaugh say, hey, Voorhees has done nothing to lose his grip on the top spot there next to Ronnie Stanley. But since the pads came on, Cleveland has started to make somewhat of an impression to the coaching staff. So how was it rolling yesterday? Was it 66 next to Ronnie and in between Linderbaum? Or
they
was
rotated.
It, they just kept
they were rotating. And I thought both had some struggles, you know. The thing why when Ben Cleveland puts the pads on, because he's such a big guy. I mean, what do you think, Bob? What, 6'6", like 350?
He is a huge person.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to get around him, you know, and when you're not with pads on, it becomes more of an athletic deal, and that's not up his...
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flamio hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zally. So he's better when the pads come on. I see that Voorhees is a better athlete. He's strong. He's got punch. Just the stunts and stuff and the, you know, because when you're twisting, or when they're twisting and stunting on defense, you know, you're engaged with one guy, you know, and you're helping out, and then you got to come back. A lot of times when they come back, you know, fundamentally they get their shoulders turned the wrong way and then they get beat. So that was some of the issues. Just the thing about it, Bob, is if your coach is going in, this is awesome film to show your players because it's the first time you've gone against anybody. So there's probably a lot of bad, there's a lot of good, and there's a lot of stuff that you can learn from that that's going to help them down the road.
Also heard John Harbaugh real quick talking about, he mentioned Shane Steichen, head coach of the Colts. Hey, you're 7 against my 7. Let's see how things are rolling here and good work for both sides. But as you said, Vinny, you know, the Colts front 7 appeared to get a little advantage. And from what I was reading, again, just reading, their offense, their wide receivers were kind of doing some damage against that Ravens secondary.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't over there on the defensive field right away, but talking to people that were over there, Bob, I mean, the Ravens had a hard time stopping the run early on. And Wiggins got beat on a deep ball. Maybe he was frustrated with that. That was maybe part of why, Bob, he was throwing haymakers, but he got beat on a deep ball. It seemed like the defense got better as the practice went along. And to me, the offense kind of went the other way as the practice went along.
And when we come back, we'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Orioles lose last night. 5-0 to the Phillies. They shut out for the 12th time this season. 5 singles. 2 of them, Jordan Westberg. Dean Kramer wasn't horrible, but, you know, when you get 0 run support, your chances of winning are pretty slim unless you yourself are throwing a shutout. 12:35 first pitch today against the Phillies. I do have Philadelphia's lineup, which we'll share with you. Tyler O'Neill, he hurt his wrist. Grabbed the fence, tracking a fly ball, and I think it was Stott hit it. And I guess it got caught. Then he leaves the game, 4th inning, and we'll see. Ranger Suarez on the hill today, lefty, tough lefty, but he's left-handed, so Tyler O'Neill should be in the starting lineup. If he is not, then we start to speculate as to what his status will be moving forward. Orioles are off tomorrow, then the A's come to town. Hall of Fame weekend, by the way, for the Birds of Baltimore. And down on the farm, and Vinny, you were out at a one-winning drop, and me and Nolan were talking, especially when it comes to Beavers and Basayo, who both homered yesterday, by the way, so did Ryan Mountcastle. Two words I never want to hear again. Service time.
Yeah.
Service time. How about there? I can't even come up with something clever.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.